in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. In the name of Jesus, I welcome you in God's presence. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Glory to God. Today we are praying for the rain of divine favors upon us all like never before. The rain of unprecedented dimensions of favor. I have no doubt in my spirit that as individuals, as a family, and as a ministry, we are about to be launched into an unprecedented dimension of favor. We're about to experience a deluge of favor like never before, like never before, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Let me exhort you a bit on favor, so that when it is time to pray, you will know how to pray. You will pray with understanding and with fire. You will pray with passion and fervency. Let me tell you something. Your destiny, fulfilling your divine destiny, is largely favor dependent. Did you hear what I said? Is largely dependent on divine favor. Both favor with God and favor with men. You cannot fulfill your divine destiny if your life is favor dry. Impossible. You cannot fulfill your divine destiny if your life is favor dry. If your life is favor deficient, if your life is bankrupt of favor, then I'm telling you, your life will be a very, very sad story, loaded with so much struggles, so much sweating, so much toiling, so much pain, so much obscurity. When your life is deficient of favor, you struggle a lot. You suffer a lot. Praise God. Favor is a major factor that beautifies lives and destiny. Praise God. Write this down. What is favor? You can title it, if you want to title my discussion, my exhortation, title it "The Force of Favor for Mega Harvest." The force of favor. The force of favor. Favor is a force, is a divine force. It's one of the forces you need to fulfill divine destiny. The force of favor for mega harvest. Favor is very key. It's a major key to the mega harvest we desire. Whether it is harvest of souls into the kingdom. Give me Acts chapter 2 verse 47. It takes favor for you to reap harvest of souls into the kingdom. Am I communicating? It takes what? favor to reap the mega harvest of souls into the kingdom. It takes is a force of favor that pulls people to salvation. Am I communicating? That pulls them to repentance and harvests them into the kingdom. Look at this. Acts 2:47. It says, praising God. Early church. The early church, they were praising God and having favor with all the people. Did you see this? They were praising God. And you know, when you praise God, you enjoy favor with God, right? It will give you favor with God. And then they were also having favor with all the people. For people to be saved, you must first have favor with them. And as a result, the Lord added Ayagabalagada, church growth by divine favor. Is a major factor for church growth. Favor. Am I communicating? A church will not grow. Souls will not be saved. Mega harvest will not be reaped into the kingdom without the force of favor. Am I communicating? It says they were praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as what? Should be saved. Am I communicating? It takes favor for you to reap harvest of resources. Material and financial resources. They answer to favor. Favor is like a magnet that pulls them to you. Am I communicating? Exodus 3:21. Look at God's covenant people, children of Israel. How did they reap the mega harvest of wealth? How did they reap mega harvest of resources, wealth and riches from Egypt? Egypt was a type of the world. Watch this. The wealth transfer happened by favor. Are you seeing this? God transferred the wealth of Egypt to his covenant people, the children of Israel, by divine favor. By the force of favor, they reap mega harvests of resources, wealth and riches. Exodus 3:21. God said, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. That's favor with men. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. In other words, the favor of God is what terminates empty-handedness. The favor of God is a cure for empty pocket, empty wallet, empty purse, empty bag, empty bank account. The favor of God is what terminates empty-handedness. Are you listening? He said, when you go, I will give you favor. When you go, you will not go empty. Favor and empty-handedness, they don't go together. They are diametrically opposed. Are you listening? They are like two parallel lines. They don't ever meet. Favor and empty-handedness. Favor is the cure for empty-handedness. I prophesy to somebody, your hands, your bank account, your pocket, your storehouses, your treasure will never be empty again. The favor of God is terminating every form of empty-handedness. In the name of Jesus. You see, it is favor that provoked the rain of resources. The rain of both financial and material resources. Listen, one day of favor is better than a lifetime of labor. It's better. See, the favor of God can give you in no time what somebody could not get in their lifetime. What somebody, the kind of result, the kind of blessings, the kind of wealth, the kind of things somebody could not get in his entire lifetime, the favor of God can give you in no time. These broke slaves, the children of Israel were broke slaves for over 430 years. Their father, their grandfather, great grandfather have died. They work, no payment, nothing. They served with labor, rigorous labor. God gave them favor just one night. that favor shifted and transferred the wealth of Egypt to them. Broke slaves became millionaires and multi-billionaires overnight. Overnight. Somebody say favor, the force of divine favor. It will give you harvest of wealth and riches, harvest of resources. In fact, the end time wealth transfer, it will happen by favor. It's not happening by labor, it's by favor, majorly. That was how God transferred the wealth of Egypt to his people. Then 22. He says, but every woman shall borrow, in the Hebrew that is ask. Every woman shall ask of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, jewels and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons. Kalabura balakida. In other words, decorate your sons with honor and dignity, with those things, and your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. The dimension of favor that spoiled the Egyptians, collapsed their economy. Till today, Egypt have not recovered. Are you listening? Kalapura palatia. He said, you shall ask of your neighbor. See, do you know it takes favor for people to give you things when you ask? Because there are people that when they, anytime they ask, people don't, in fact, they annoy people. Nobody ever gives them anything, even when they make requests. But when favor is on your head, people will give to you when you ask them to give. When favor is on your head, at your request, they give to you speedily. They even give even without you asking. These are two dimensions. There is the dimension of you asking. Then there's the dimension of you not even asking. Yet, you still get. Am I communicating? God told them to ask. And Exodus 12, 35 and 36. You will see the fulfillment of this prophetic word. When they were about to leave Egypt, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they asked of the Egyptian jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. Next verse. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they gave, lent unto them such things as they required. Maleko barakata. And they spoiled the Egyptians. Favor for the force of what? Favor for what? Mega harvest. The force of favor provokes the release of mega harvest, whether it is mega harvest of souls into the kingdom or mega harvest of what? Resources, material and financial resources. Glory to God. If it takes favor to get husband, it takes favor to get wife, it takes favor to marry, to find your spouse and marry well, and it takes favor to remain in the marriage successfully. I once did a teaching. I said the number one cause of divorce is disfavor. Period. Any other reason is secondary. The primary cause of divorce is what? Disfavor. We saw it in the Bible. Am I communicating? Now, every other reason the person is giving for the divorce is secondary. The main problem is disfavor. Because no matter what the spouse did, the husband did or wife did, if favor is still there, it will excuse all those things. As long as favor is there, thus, you still have favor in the sight of your husband. There is nothing that will make that man to divorce you. As long as the wife still has favor in the eyes of her husband, and the husband still has favor in the eyes of her wife, divorce can never happen, no matter what, no matter the reason, no matter the offense. Am I communicating? So it takes how did Esther get husband? Somebody say favor. How did Ruth marry Boaz? It was favor. This Ruth, go and read the book of Ruth, she was not even an Israelite, to make it worse. How come she married
a royalty from Bethlehem, Judah. His name is Boaz, a man of influence and affluence. How come? Pure favor. Ruth started Naomi, her mother-in-law. You understand? She told her what to do. She will go and glean. You know this gleaning? After they have reaped harvest, when they are reaping harvest, those people that go back and glean whatever is left. That was what Ruth was doing. And then the Bible says she obtained favor in the sight of Boaz when she saw him. When he saw her, he then told his servants that, please, you should be leaving some of the harvest fruit on purpose. Just do like say you forget them. You understand? See what favor does. He instructed the servants that were harvesting his field. He called them, he warned them, he said, make sure you leave for that woman. Somebody say favor. Let me give you some manifestation of favor. There are three key things when favor is at work. Number one, you enjoy unusual kindness. Number two, unusual acceptance. Okay, I think acceptance should even come first. Okay, just leave it in that order. Number three, unusual access. When favor is at work, these three things. Number one, you enjoy what? Somebody say unusual. Esther chapter 2 verse 15. Unusual kindness. Unusual kindness. Unusual kindness. I'm just excited just preaching on this, because this is what God is doing in this season. He's raining favor upon us as individuals, as a family, like never before. Can you imagine? Nehemiah wanted to travel. Nehemiah, the king's cup bearer, wanted to travel to go and rebuild the broken walls of Jerusalem. When he heard the news, he became depressed. And it was even at the risk of his life, because you don't stand before the king with a sad countenance. The king saw it. The king said, he said, why are you looking like this? He said, this is nothing but sorrow of heart. Instead of him to apologize, look at how he answered the king. He said, why will I not be sad? See, it even took favor that the king did not remove his head. That on his own was favor. Then, not to talk of that miracle of favor, that the king did not punish him for being sad. He now asks for permission. He said, give me leave. Let me travel to my country and go and rebuild the broken walls. The king granted him, as if that was not enough. He now said, give me letter. Give me letter so that they will give me timber. As in, he's asking for permission. He said, give me letter to give to the governor in all those places so that they will give me timber, the wood I need, and all the materials I need to build the broken wall. And the king gave him. Somebody say favor. The Bible said the good hand of the Lord was upon him. He said, according to the good hand of my God. And the hand of the Lord impart favor. The hand of the Lord grants you supernatural favor. And we say, favor gives you unusual kindness. Unusual kindness. Somebody say unusual kindness. Alaya gabagabagata gabrakataya. Iloko freketia. Labatizo brekete. Watch this. Esther 2. I say verse what? 15. Now when the turn of Esther, this was during the beauty pageant. Watch this. After 1 year of beauty treatment, all the contestants, and they gather. Don't you think in your mind Esther was the most beautiful physically? You are joking. There were other women more beautiful than her. In fact, Bible scholars told us Vashti the deposed queen that lost her place because of pride and disobedience, she was even more beautiful than Esther, Vashti. Ha! Those days, the most beautiful women are king's property. Oh. There is no go-come. The king collect. Vashti was drop-down, gorgeous, very beautiful. Yet, how come she lost her place? She lost favor in the sight of her husband because of pride. You see that? The husband said, come. He said, no, I cannot come. And the drunk husband's eye cleared. Now, watch this. One woman lost her place. She was divorced because of disfavor. Another woman called Esther was choosing to replace her. Why? Because Esther, watch this, when the turn of Queen Esther, out of that crowd of all the most beautiful women in the kingdom who had been on beauty treatment, with all the beauty treatment things that they needed for 1 year. Imagine, 1 year beauty preparation for them to just pass before the king once. They have to prepare for 1 year. Eh? And once you pass, if the king no, once they no mention your case, you take the other door, you are gone. You don't come back again. And you know the worst part? No man can marry you again. Some of you don't know that. That's even the worst part too. All those contestants, they are condemned. That is an insult for any man to marry them after that contest. So it's like doing 2-0. You see the problem? And the king is he cannot marry all of them. He's looking for one wife. Are you seeing this? The moment you contest, the fact that you contested has ruled you out from any man from marrying you in the kingdom. Even when the king did not choose you, no man can marry you, or else that man is in soup. So he said, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go unto the king, she required nothing but what Agai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the woman, appointed. And you will see earlier, I think I will read that earlier verse, where God gave her favor with this Agai. And he gave to her speedily everything she needed for her own beauty treatment. And the Bible says, when the turn of Esther came, Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. Next verse. Not just the king, all of them. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into the house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebet, the 7th year of his reign, 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Can you shout amen? She enjoyed unusual kindness. She enjoyed unusual acceptance. She enjoyed unusual access. Am I communicating? The force of favor. When favor is at work in your life, people will show you kindness. In fact, they will give to you speedily. Somebody say speedily. When you ask them for anything, they give to you speedily. They show you kindness. People even go out of their way to help you. Glory to God. Divine favor secures divine help. You enjoy acceptance. The favor of God is the cure for rejection. Did you hear what I just said? The favor of God is what? The cure for rejection. There are people that suffer from rejection. They are victims of rejection. You understand? Nobody likes them. Nobody wants them. Everybody is rejecting them. All their relationship is not working. In fact, nobody has ever asked them out. for even a relationship since they were born. That year spell of rejection, it is divine favor that breaks it. Am I communicating? When favor is at work, you enjoy divine acceptance. You are accepted. Are you getting what I'm saying? Glory to God. Okay, give me Esther 2 verse. I want to show you something there. 9. Okay, let's start from verse 8. Esther 2, 8. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, the keeper of the women. And the keeper of the women those days are usually eunuchs. You know eunuchs? Eh? Do you know who a eunuch is? Castrated men. They are men that are castrated so that they will not have any sexual desire towards those women. You understand? No testosterone production. They have removed their testes. There is no libido, no sexual urge, you know. So even as a lady, you can't even seduce themselves. You know, go walk. So that was how Haggai was. So now the Bible says, and the maiden, that's Esther, verse 9, pleased him. You see that? That's favor at work. She pleased him and she obtained kindness. When favor is at work, you enjoy unusual kindness. Am I communicating? Aya balabarakatai. Ikrondo sofretelegida. You enjoy unusual kindness. Are you getting me? That is one of the anointing on my wife's life. Very strong, Pastor Simi. She has an anointing for favor. You understand? I've seen that anointing at work. There's even a, I think, okay, let me keep testimonies now. There are too many. Unusual kindness. Unusual acceptance. Am I coming? People give to you speedily. Unusual access. You have access to the heart of people. And if you have access to people's heart, is it what is in their hand that will be a challenge? No. You have access to their heart and their treasures. Once you have access to the heart of kings, you will enjoy their treasures. Am I communicating? Hi, we'll pray shortly. When it is time to pray, cry for favor. You need it. You can't fulfill your destiny without the force of favor. Praise God. I say praise God. She obtained kindness of him. She pleased him. You see, favor makes you pleasing to people. It's like a divine aroma. It's like a flavor. It makes you to be pleasing. You know, you move around with that sweet smell. People like you. You are wearing favor like a perfume. Am I communicating? But when disfavor is at work, it's like a malodorous smell. People just, your presence irritates them. That's disfavor. That's why disfavor leads to rejection. Am I communicating? You cannot succeed in life without favor. Favor with God and favor with men. He said the maiden pleased him and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her things for purification. Somebody says speedily. When favor is at work, you enjoy unusual kindness, and because of that unusual kindness, people give to you speedily. Am I communicating? We did not read that he gave to other maidens speedily except Esther. Why? Somebody said the force of favor. He gave her those things for purification, such things as belong to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given to her. What? She even have 7 other women to attend to her, to help her with all the makeup and beauty treatment, to help her with all the household chores and all of that, out of the king's houses. And he preferred her, mark that word, he preferred her and her maid unto the best, Ayagabala Kidoko Frakata, the best place of the house of the woman. When favor is at work, you enjoy preferential treatment. Not general treatment, preferential treatment. The favor of God makes you to enjoy what? Preferential treatment, not general treatment. You become a favorite. The favor of God makes you a divine favorite. Say with me, I'm a divine favorite because I'm highly favored. I enjoy unusual kindness. I enjoy unusual acceptance. I enjoy unusual access. Anywhere I'm go, I'm accepted. People show me kindness. People give to me speedily because I'm highly favored. Are you getting me? It gives you preferential treatment and you enjoy the best. Did you see where a guy went and put Esther? He said the best place. Gave her the best accommodation, not the worst. I say not the worst. When favor is at work, you always enjoy the best of everything, not the worst. Favor no they carry last. People who carry favor no they carry last. They enjoy the best, not the worst. Can you remember when Abraham sent his oldest servant, Eliezer, the oldest servant of his house, to go and look for wife for his son Isaac? Can you remember the prayer that he prayed by the well? Let's look at that prayer. Genesis 24, verse 11. Watch this. When he came to Mesopotamia, the city of Nahor, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by the well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. Praise God. Verse 12. This is where I'm going. Look at his prayer. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me what? Good speed. Send me good speed, the force of Kara. Send me good speed this day and show what kindness unto my master Abraham. He was praying for favor and speed. He was praying for the miracle of being at the right place at the right time, time and chance. Am I communicating? He says, send me good speed. Hi. And show me what? Kindness. This is what you need to get husband. Beyond all your makeup, please by all means look good. But don't put your faith in your good looks. You see, that's a mistake many ladies and many guys make. You think it's your fine boy that will get you good wife. Now, look good. Dress well. Look nice. But don't put your faith in terms of getting a good husband or wife. Don't put your faith in your good looks. Don't put your faith in your dressing. Don't put your faith in anything physical about you. Put your faith in what? The favor of God. Put your faith in the power of God. Put your faith in divine favor. You learn to pray favor-provoking prayers. Like the servant prayed. He was going to look for a wife. He had sworn. Abraham said, put your hand under my thigh and swear that you will not choose wife from this Canaanite for my son. You go to my place and look for a good wife. Am I communicating? So he had sworn. So he must not fail in this mission. He must not fail his father. And Eliezer is the most trusted servant. He's a senior. He's in charge of all the other 318 trained servants. He's their leader. And Abraham trusts him the most. But look at it. He didn't depend on his brain. He depended on God. He said, send me good speed this day and show me kindness. And how did God answer the prayer? God gave him favor. Period. Look at the next verse. He said, behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw. 14. He says, and let it come to pass that the damsel whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. Next verse. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking. Look at how God answered his prayer. Before he had done speaking, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Petuel, Milcah, wife of Nahor, and all of that. And then, that was it. God sent the answer. Somebody say favor. Kalabarakataya brakatai. The force of favor. Unusual kindness. Unusual acceptance. 1 Samuel 18 verse 5. Unusual access. When Jesus was born, the Bible says wise men came from the east. They saw his star through astrology. Daniel had already put it into their curriculum. All those philosophical astrologers. So they saw it and they saw greatness. They knew that this is a great king, the Messiah, that has been prophesied about. They came to honor him. And they came with gifts. When they finally saw the baby Jesus, they gave him gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You see that? You see that? Why? Because the favor of God was upon him. Am I communicating? Favor gives you access to the hearts of kings and their treasures. If you read Isaiah 60, he said, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Though darkness cover the earth, gross darkness, the people, the Lord shall arise upon you. His glory shall be seen. And guess what? Favor is a major manifestation of the glory of God. Favor is a major manifestation of the grace of God. Favor is a major manifestation of God's glory. And then if you keep reading that, you keep hearing the phrase. He says, the strangers shall come. They will bring silver and gold. The camels will come. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah will come. What will pull them? What will pull them? Somebody say the force of favor. The glory of God manifesting as favor becomes like a magnetic pull that will start pulling men, pulling their resources, pulling their wealth to you. Glory to God. Favor gives you unusual kindness, unusual acceptance, and unusual what? Access to the hearts and treasures of kings, nobles, and men. Look at 1 Samuel 18 verse 5. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely, and Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people. Can you see? Favor gives you what? Unusual acceptance. Remember, before now, the anointing. God sent Prophet Samuel to anoint David as king. The anointing had come upon him, and the anointing gives you favor. It grants you divine acceptance. He was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servant. Am I communicating? Glory to God. It is favor that terminates rejection. He was accepted. Give me this in a... Okay, because of time, no different translation. Give me verse... Jump to verse 14. 14. David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Next, 15. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. 16. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. Give me Message translation. Everybody loved David. Why? God gave him what? Favor. Favor gives you unusual kindness, unusual acceptance. For people to love you, they must first accept you. Am I communicating? Even with all his imperfection, even with all whatever, the favor of God grants you acceptance and then gives you access. It was favor that gave him access to the palace. Praise God. I say praise God. It was a combination of not just his skill, it was skill plus the anointing for favor that opened the door, that gave him access for him to be King Saul's armor bearer. He started as a javelin player to suit the king. Then the Bible says God gave him favor in the sight of King Saul. Tormented the king. They were looking for solution. They knew the power of music, the healing power. So they said, let's look for a cunning player. And they suggested David because he was skillful. So David came. His job is just to play the thing and go back home. But because God gave him favor, the anointing for favor, before King Saul, King Saul then said, go and tell Jesse the father that let him stay with me. And he became his armor bearer. Watch this. From player to armor bearer by favor. Then from armor bearer, he became the commander of King Saul's army. What? King Saul's army that three of David's eldest brothers were already in the army. Eh? What's the firstborn? Eliab was already in that army. Oh. I don't know his rank. Shammah was there. Abinadab was there. Out of all the people, including his brethren, King Saul did not see who to choose as commander of his army. Is this 17-year-old boy that was too young to even join the military. Can you see that the favor of God vetoes your limitation? The favor of God, it vetoes your success. Nobody say, excuse me, King Saul, this guy is too young to even join the military. Nobody could say that. He made him commander. Okay, Message translation. Give me NLT. New Living Translation. Kola barakataya. He said, but all Israel and Judah loved David because he was so successful at leading his troop into battle. Give me amplified version. Pola kabala katiska. Breketoska. Somebody say the force of favor. NIV. There's something I'm looking for. Shalabakatai. He was in charge. All Israel loved Judah. Okay, watch this. David, because he led them in their campaigns. Can you see this? In their military operation, their military campaign. From cunning player of harp, he was promoted to armor bearer of King Saul. From armor bearer of King Saul, he was promoted to be the what? Commander of King Saul's army, in charge of his military campaign, military operation. Favor is a power of promotion. The favor of nothing promotes like favor. Am I communicating? Nothing promotes like favor. Shalabakataya, lebreketuya. Give me Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovering of sight to the blind. He has set at liberty them that are bruised. 19. He said to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of Jubilee. And one of the things that characterize the year of Jubilee is the release of profusely abounding favor. the favor of God. Jubilee is actually the year of the Lord's favor. Am I communicating? Now give me this in amplified. You will get it clearer now. Amplified. Favor gives you unusual acceptance. Unusual acceptance. He said to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, in bracket, in parenthesis, the day when the salvation and the free, somebody say free favors, the free favors of God profusely abound. This is what happens during the year of Jubilee. And the year of Jubilee is prophetic of our redemption in Christ. The salvation, the redemptive work of Christ. Am I communicating? Shalabakata. No wonder in Ephesians, Apostle Paul say, you are already accepted in the beloved. All you that are born again, we are blessed and highly favored. It was favor that out of all the virgins in the whole wide world, out of all the virgins in history, out of all the virgins at the time that Mary was on earth, how come it was Mary's womb that God said, borrow me your womb, let me come to the earth through your womb? It was favor. Luke 1:28. No wonder Angel Gabriel saluted her. He said, you are highly favored. So favor is in levels. Can you see this? Highly. So if you can be highly favored, that means you can be lowly favor. There is high favor, low favor, moderate favor. Which level are you enjoying? But the good news is that you can increase it. That's why we are here. Luke 1:28. The angel came in, said unto her, hail thou that are highly. Somebody say highly. Highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. It was favor that made God to choose her. Of all the virgins in Israel, God chose her for Jesus to be born through her womb. For her womb to carry. What an honor. What a privilege. Of all the women in the world, what a honor, what a privilege. Glory to God. Imagine the kind of treatment that Mary is enjoying in heaven. Eh? Maybe they are just blowing up breeze like this. Though, well done, oh. Now you born Jesus. You understand? Imagine, what a honor. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 6:1. He said, I have heard thee in the time appointed, and give me an amplified. Okay, verse 2. Move to verse 2 first. He said, for he said, I've heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is there. Tell your neighbor, now. It is favor time o'clock. It is favor time o'clock. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. This is our set time for favor. Financial favor, marital favor, ministerial favor. The favor of God is upon AGMI. There's an unprecedented release of the anointing for favor upon us like never before. In the name of Jesus, angels of favor have been released to minister for us. Angels of favor, messengers of favor, they have been dispatched. They have been deployed. They will minister for us 24/7. They are causing the monies to come. They are causing the contract to come. They are causing the connections to come. They are causing the open doors to come. They are causing the breakthroughs, mighty breakthroughs to come. They are causing the miracle job, the miracle cars, the miracle houses, the miracle husband, the miracle wife. They are causing them to gravitate towards us. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural favor. Rise to your feet. Pala kata kata kata. What are the keys to favor? Number one is honor. Number one key to favor is honor. What made Queen Vashti to lose her place was dishonor. Dishonor. Honor. Honor for God and honor for men. The Bible says honor all men. It says honor the Lord. Honor. Honor. And honor translates into honoring God with your substance, honoring God with your tithe, honoring God with your tithe, honoring God with your givings. It provokes favor. Giving is a major key of favor. Am I communicating? Learn to sow seeds of favor, and you will reap harvest of favor seeds, favor harvest. Am I communicating? So you honor God with your substance, beginning with your tithe. You honor God with your seed, your givings, and all of that is a major key to favor. Then also honor men. Am I communicating? You honor men. You honor men with your substance. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Kalidoborokoto bragata. He said, count them worthy of double honor, those that labor in the word and doctrine. Labor, honor the anointed with your substance. Am I communicating? It's a major secret of favor. Manta kabaya. Shalabakata. Honor. Honor. The second key to favor is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Proverbs 13:15 is a good understanding giveth favor. Good understanding giveth favor. But the way of transgressor is hard. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we all know that I think 2 months ago, right? We did a series on wisdom. Huh? Yes. And we saw that one of the benefits of wisdom is favor. One of the revenues of wisdom is favor. One of the blessings, one of the benefits of wisdom is favor. So wisdom gives you favor. Am I communicating? Wisdom gives you favor. We read earlier in 1 Samuel 18 verse 5, David behaved himself wisely. That's wisdom. And as a result, he was accepted. He enjoyed favor. Praise God. So you walk in wisdom, you enjoy favor. Number three, the third key to favor, Porabakasaya. Ele grando sofretila gabakidas. Ele firobolo kovrakata. Is sacrifice. The third key to favor is sacrifice. The third key to favor is what? Sacrifice. 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 Sacrifice is different from casual seed. A sacrifice is measured by the cost. How much it costs you. The value. A sacrifice is measured by the cost, not the volume. By the value, not the volume. Okay? A sacrifice provokes unimaginable dimension of favor. Am I communicating? Listen, we say the realm of the spirit answer to sacrifice. The spirit realm respond rapidly to sacrifice. Once you put sacrifice on the altar, I'm telling you, spirit beings are mobilized and motivated. They move in your favor swiftly. Am I communicating? When you sacrifice to God, when you sacrifice to God and is anointed, angels and even the Holy Ghost, they are moved in your favor. They begin to walk in your favor with speed. When the people in the occult and all of that, when they sacrifice to demons and all of that, demons begin to move to favor them. So spirit beings, whether angels or demons, whether God or Satan, these are all spirit beings. They respond to what? Sacrifice. Sacrifice gives you favor with spirits, and then they start influencing things in your favor. Am I communicating? This is very important. The deputy of the church of Satan, as in the assistant person in the church of Satan, as in, have you heard of church of Satan? As in, they worship Satan. The deputy later got born again. And when they were doing interview for him, he was revealing some secrets of the satanic kingdom. When he was there, he was revealing some of their secrets. And he made a statement. He said, anytime the children of God sacrifice to God. As in, when they give sacrifice to God, he says Satan's kingdom normally suffers a lot. He was revealing this in an interview to tell you the power of sacrifice. He said any time the people of God sacrifice to God, as in they give sacrificially, he said there is usually turmoil. He said the kingdom of darkness suffers so much damage. He said they normally suffer during that period. They normally suffer. The power of sacrifice. Am I communicating? Number what now? We're looking keys that provoke favor, right? Number what now? Number four. Prayer with fasting. And that's what we are doing. Prayer with what? Fasting. You learn to pray favor provoking prayer. Somebody say favor provoking prayer. Hi, David the psalmist, I think it's Psalm 119, one of the psalms, songs of ascent there. He said, I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. I don't know the verse. Psalm 119, is it verse 58 or so? He said, with my whole heart. Okay, Psalm 119, 58, I got it. I entreat thy favor with what? My whole heart. 58, please. Psalm verse 58. Shalagabagata gabrakata. You learn to pray and fast. Do you know fasting is a form of sacrifice? Yes, it's a form of sacrifice. You are sacrificing food. You are sacrificing pleasure. Even when you feel hungry, you say, no, body, I'm not giving you food. Rather, I will eat the food of God's word, spiritual food. And I will spend time with God, spend time in prayer. Fasting is a form of sacrifice. You are denying the flesh. It is self-denial. Fasting is a form of self-denial. It humbles the soul. You are depriving the flesh, and you are mortifying the cravings and desire of the flesh in order to give attention to the things of God. Am I communicating? You are denying yourself of physical food and pleasure so as to focus on what? Spirituals, spiritual things. To give yourself to God and the things of God. The word of God, prayer, worship, and all of that is a form of sacrifice. It provokes favor. Was it not after 3 days dry fasting that was declared when wicked Haman wanted to destroy the Jews? Somebody say he resembled Hamas. Hamas. These are mass terrorists. Say maybe they are descendants of Haman. You understand? That the same spirit that moved Haman to kill all the Jews is what is moving this Hamas that want to destroy the Israel. Are you getting me? He wanted to kill. In fact, listen, he has used just. He has just the king. He told the king, just sign here. The king signed. The king was not asking any question. Can you imagine? And even his queen was a Jew. That's to tell you, this guy is using charms on the king. The king was not reasoning. How can you sign a decree to wipe out all the people of even your queen? Your wife. The guy, Jasmine, they were casting lot every day for 1 year, 12 months, to get the best date to execute the plan. But just 3 days prayer and fasting. See, people don't know the power we have. It's just that they don't know how to detonate the power. You are complaining. Witchcraft is disturbing you and your family. 3 days prayer and fasting. All this demonic attack. All this one, demons are slapping you front, right, and center. They are pressing your neck. See, declare 3 days. Somebody say 3 days. It took only 3 days to upturn that wicked decree, to turn everything. 3 days. He said, gather all the Jews in Shushan. He said, I will pray and fast. Me and my maiden, I'm not exempted. May comfort never stop you from fasting. You know, this is a problem with many Christians. They will be praying when they are poor. They don't have anything. They will pray, cry. By the time God gives them some money, some millions, and they become a bit comfortable, guess what? You tell them pray, you say, why should we pray? You say, all these your people. Yeah, you people, you don't have very, you are too lazy. How are you praying? You see the problem? They have allowed comfort. Satan have deceived them. They even forgot how they got there. Are you seeing the problem? When you climb a mountain and forgot how you got there, what will happen? You will soon fall. Let no amount of comfort kill your prayer life. Prayer is a declaration of dependence on God. Refusing to pray, you are telling God, I don't need you. You are a proud person. Prayer is an expression of humility. Esther, she refused to forget where God brought her from. She knew how she got to the palace in the first place. She knew the secret of favor. She prayed. This was a queen of the then world power. Yet she went on 3 days dry fasting. It's not this type of your fast that you are breaking, looking at time now to go and break. This was dry fasting. Not just her, she and her maid. And look at the result. Kaligo Barakata, when she went to see the king, which is against the law, the moment the king saw her, the Bible says she obtained favor in his sight. Instead of him to wait for her to make a request, he was the one giving her blank check. Esther, what do you want? I'm ready to give you even up to half of my kingdom. Somebody say favor. Prayer with fasting provokes favor. And look at it. Mordecai, that was about to be hanged. You know, wicked Haman had already dug a gallows for him. Everything turned upside down. And guess what? That same gallows, it was the wicked Haman that ended up being hanged there. Am I communicating? He was hanged there. He died. And then his position, Mordecai took it. The king promoted him. The Bible said that night the king could not sleep. How come he has been sleeping all that night? Somebody said the power of prayer with fasting, it provokes favor. Are you ready to pray this prayer? There are other keys, but I think I just gave you the main keys just now. Now, we are going to pray. And by the way, make sure you sow your seed, though. I told you, sacrifice. Honoring God with your substance, giving, sacrifice, they are keys to favor. And guess what? You don't just sow anywhere. Not every ground is good ground. Not every soil is good soil. Am I communicating? A wise farmer knows a fertile soil, loamy soil, where he can plant his seed. He knows that if you just throw the tea anywhere, it may not produce optimum harvest. And I'm telling you, AGMI is a loamy soil. Very fertile soil. Especially this GICC we are preparing for. Very good opportunity. Give and sacrifice and provoke unimaginable favor upon your life, upon your family, upon your business, upon your finances, upon every area of your life. I want you to lift up your voice. Give me that Psalm 119 verse 58. We are going to pray. We have a few minutes. Favor provoking prayer. As individual, the reign of favor upon us as individuals, upon us as a ministry, upon us as a ministry, upon us as a family. All this struggle, rejection, suffering, the cure is favor. Oh, is favor, favor. Divine favor is the cure. I'm telling you, even Jesus needed favor. The Bible said the child grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and men. Even Jesus could not fulfill his destiny without favor. How much more you? I want you to lift up your voice. The psalmist said, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I entreated thy favor not with 5%, not with 90%, with my whole heart. With my whole heart. With my whole heart. You need favor more than anything else to fulfill destiny, to enjoy a glorious destiny.
I want you to lift up your voice. Begin to cry out to God. Entreat the favor of God upon your life, upon your family, upon the works of your hands, upon your academics, upon your business, upon your job, upon your Leah Batesida career, Elefikatai. Entreat the favor of God with your whole heart. Pray this prayer with all your heart. The rain of favor, O God, upon my life, upon my family, upon AGMI, the rain of favor. Let the favor of God, let it rest upon us as a ministry. Shalayagabalakatai. Let this favor produce unusual kindness, unusual acceptance, unusual kindness, unusual acceptance, unusual access, unusual kindness, unusual acceptance. No more rejection, no more frustration, no more failure. The favor of God terminates your failure, your frustration, your sufferings. Cry out and treat the favor of God with your whole heart. Father, let your favor rest upon us as individual and as a ministry. Rain upon us the rain of divine favor, the force of favor. Let it pull to us mega harvest. Let your favor grant us unusual kindness, unusual acceptance, unusual kindness. Listen. When in Exodus 41, when Joseph was called from the dungeon to interpret Pharaoh's dream, do you know that there was a reward that Pharaoh had reserved for him or for anyone that could interpret his dream? Do you know that Pharaoh will just have rewarded him with money and material things and gift for his ability, for his competence? Pharaoh will just have rewarded him. But guess what? Because beyond the skill of interpreting dream, beyond that skill, God gave to Joseph favor. Am I communicating? Beyond the skill, God gave him favor. That was why the king did not just reward him with gift. The king appointed him and brought him into government and made him the prime minister. Ayagabadaya. Somebody say favor. I want you to cry out one more time. Father, beyond my ability, beyond my skill, beyond my level of competence, let your favor speak loudly for me. Let your favor speak loudly for me. Before my destiny helpers, grant me favor. Grant me favor. Let your favor speak for me. Beyond my skill, beyond my level of competence, beyond my capacity, let your divine favor speak on my behalf. Let it speak volumes. Let it speak volumes for me.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.